Hey y'all, I'm Shelby, a marketer, creative, wordsmith, and world-class talker.
And I'm Erica, a project manager, creative, interior designer, and world-class hype woman, and we're the hosts of the All Things Melanin podcast.
This is a safe space where open, honest, and transparent conversations are the norm.
We share our journey of navigating all aspects of life, and we're not holding back. Now let's get into this week's episode.
Erica!
Hey, girl, hey.
What's good? What's popping? What's happening? How is your spirit today?
Girl, my spirit is mad at myself. You know why?
Why?
Because, as you know, I'm getting ready to move out of my apartment or whatever, and I have so much stuff, right? And honestly, over the past years, I've been giving away clothes and donating them and decluttering, but it looked like I ain't move a thing or give up a thing. And so earlier today, I was trying to declutter my closet, like give away some pants, some shirts, some dresses. It don't look like I got rid of nothing. And I got big old like trash bags full of clothes that I'm going to donate. So I'm mad at myself because I'm problem here. Girl, stay off Shein. In fact, you don't need nothing else from me. You be having 52 items in your cart. Stop. So, what about you, friend?
I'm screaming, hey, keep shopping because you deserve. I'm never going to tell you not to shop and to treat yourself and to do nice things for you. Because when Erica helped me move out of my apartment, her and my other best friend, they were like, friend, why you got all this shit? Because I gave away like trash bags, like 8 to 10 trash bags, and we still packed up a lot of stuff. So I feel you. I'm praying with you. I'm supposed to be helping Erica pack this weekend. So we're going to see how packing and partying go hand in hand. Like, will we be successful? Stay tuned for the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding, actually. I'm really trying to see how we're going to do this, but we're going to make some shake. But honestly, friend, but I'm glad. We're going to work it out. We're going to get it done. My spirit is really good. You know, I feel like I'm in a really, really good place right now. I feel like I am taking control of my life. I feel like I have input some strong boundaries. I got some strong standards. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm having a warm girl season. I'm having a me season. I'm claiming it's up and it's stuck from here on out. And I ain't taking no shit. So I'm black, I'm blessed, and I'm beautiful. Ew, that's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling real Issa Rae-ish. That's how I'm feeling. And that's a good thing because I love her. She is beautiful and she hurts herself. But honestly, my spirit is really good. And honestly, I am in a season, friend, where I'm just not tolerating things that bring me down or that are not for me or try to like tell me what I can and can't do. I'm really in a either you with me or you not. And if you with me, great. We finna go up. And if you're not, I wish you well. But I ain't fucking with it. That's how I am. That's how my spirit is. It's real kind of lit up here. I don't know. I feel really energized. I don't know. That's where we're at. Yeah. But, and saying that, and so I won't keep rambling, the question of the day is, friend, what does your dream life look like? What are you manifesting? What are you praying, believing, and hoping for?
That's a good, you always have really good questions of the days. Okay. dream life. I would love to see myself, first off, happily married to my fine husband.
Okay. Turn up.
Wherever he at. And, you know, having my little family. But also walking in my purpose and serving my purpose, serving what God wants me to do. Obviously my career, business, popping, living a full-time entrepreneurship successfully. Also, let's see, obviously All Things Melanin popping, we doing our podcast hosting tours, our essence panels, being able to create beautiful partnerships, whether that's business or personal relationships, friendships, growing healthy, still fine. That's what I see. Oh, and okay. wealthy too. We gotta add the coin. So that is what I can say my dream life would look like. Just being happy, whole, joyful, peaceful, with all those things.
Whoo, Fred, that was good. I don't know how I'm gonna go after that. I should have went first. But I was trying to be nice. I'm gonna make you go second next time, because that was a good answer. No, I love all that, friend, and I really see, believe, and claim that for you. If I'm being honest, I'm at a point in my life where, like, what I thought I wanted is not what I want. So it's evolving and changing. And I'm praying and trying to figure out what that is. So I wanted to be honest, because I think that sometimes we have an idea, but we just don't know. Or sometimes it changes, or sometimes we have a piece of it and we don't have all of it. But I'll share what I have so far. It's to be continued. I see my dream life. I see me, you know, settling down, similar to you, with my fine-ass man. In a beautiful, healthy relationship, beautiful children, building legacy, traveling, and really just having fun. Like, showing people that, like, marriage is fun and great, and being with my best friend. I see, like, me and my friends still traveling and having girls' nights out and girls' days out, and all of our kids just playing together, and us being like, girl, get that shoe, or what is the baby shoe at, or all doing like matching outfits and stuff like that. I see myself like really high in my career, making 6+ figures as of right now. I don't think that I don't want to not work a 9-to-5. I like the insurance. I like the quote stability of it. And I know there's no stability because your girl has been laid off 2 times. So, but we got a job now, so we Gucci. But, like, I know it's no stability, but I like the stability-ish of it. What else is my dream life? I think it looks like traveling. I think it looks like all things melanin popping off. But for me, and all things melanin, creating a community where people feel seen, heard, and just really connecting and networking with people, like actually meeting people and, you know, getting their feedback and having conversations and building connections and relationships. That's what it's about for me. I've also been praying and believing on a business idea, and I'm really nervous and scared about it. And so I've been asking God to show me if this is what I'm supposed to do. He ain't said nothing yet. It's been a couple months. I'm still waiting. So that is pending. And also, it just looks like me, similar to you, walking in my purpose, being happy, being healthy, being the best version of myself, being surrounded by people that love me, encourage me, and support me. It looks like multiple 6 figures. It looks like multiple streams of income. It looks like wealth. And it looks like Jesus forgiving these student loans.
I'm crying, but not for real.
real heavy on the forgiving of the student loans, because Jesus forgave my sins, so he may well go ahead and forget his student loans. So I mean, that's how I really feel about it.
Yeah, he paid it all. So I touch and agree on that, on our dream ride. Stay tuned on the season 2 of Dragon
Ball. Listen, because it's wild out here, man.
It's getting good. Okay. Now, let's move on to our segment, which is dating and relationships. And while we laughing, we can laugh at this. So let's talk about our single season, shall we? So in our single season, wanting to date again, what are some healthy ways to put yourself out there on the dating scene? What has been your specific experience, Shelby, when putting yourself out there?
So, I've been dating. And I've been putting myself out there. And honestly, it's been really interesting. I think in the past when I was dating, I was focused on, like, okay, are you my person? Are you my person? Are you my person? And that's not what I'm focused on right now. I am focused on finding my person, but this time around, I am having a good old time. I'm having fun. I'm dating on my terms. I'm setting boundaries. I'm setting expectations. I'm setting standards, and I'm peacing out when you let me know that you can't do what I need you to do. And I think, and I say that to say that sometimes people just be trying to find a person, and you know, good on Will, you don't even like that man. You're not attracted to him. He don't believe in Jesus like you want him to. He's an asshole. And y'all not even compatible. He don't even do what you need him to do. He don't even do simple stuff. And I said that, and I'm going on a rant like I usually do. But I'm saying that, like, in your single season, I'm encouraging you not to settle, but to stand 10 toes down on what you have to have on your non-negotiables. Because one of the most important decisions that you will ever make in your life is, like, the person that you marry and the person that you have kids by. And if that man is an asshole, you're going to have little assholes running around that look and act just like him. And now you mad because they acting like they daddy. I don't know where they came from. Back to the question. So I said all that to say that I am in my single season. And for me, I think what's helped me is setting boundaries, is having standards, but also having expectations. I think it's really important to be very honest, open, and transparent with people so they can decide if that's something that they want to do and accept. And if they do, great. And if they don't, keep it pushing. Some ways that I've put myself out there, I've actually been answering my DMs. If it makes sense, don't get crazy. Now, ask yourself before you slide in somebody's DMs, does that make sense? Okay? Don't get crazy. I've been answering some of my DMs. I've actually been telling the truth when I'm out in public and people ask me, do I have a boyfriend or not? I'm honest instead of lying. And honestly, I just lie because I get so uncomfortable. Like, I just get awkward. Like, I don't care if I'm attracted to you or I think that you look like a tree monster. I just get very awkward. Just because I don't know what to say. So I'm just like, okay, leave me alone. So I've been honest. Also, I've been on dating apps. That's been interesting. And it, honestly, it hasn't been as bad because, like, if I'm being honest, like, when I got on it, I don't have any expectations from it. Also, a lot of people weed themselves out very fast. I'm going to go on a limb and say 90% of men have weeded themselves out. And probably 10% I've actually, like, had conversations with. And maybe 10% I've kept conversations going, or we talked or dated a little bit or went on a date or whatever the case may be. So those are things that, like, I've done to put myself out there. But also, I think when putting yourself out there, you have to make sure that you're in the right set of mind and that you're happy, whole, and content on your own. Because if you haven't healed and you're not happy and healed and content on your own, then you're going to be looking for somebody to fill you up and to complete you. But also, I saw this on TikTok today and they made a good point about it. They were like, when you're happy and healed on your own and your girl has been single for a minute, like, I don't look at things through rose colored glasses when I'm talking to somebody. I be praying to God to give me clarity, wisdom, and discernment. And so when men be talking to me, I be seeing straight through the bullshit. I have a very clear, like, vision on what I want and what I need. And I think that in my single season, I'm able to weed out a lot of men because I'm not concerned about just, like, making any person my person and getting married and settled down. I'm more concerned about being with the right person. I'm not concerned about moving fast. I'm concerned about moving correctly with the right person. So those are what I've been doing to put myself out there. I'll say overall my experience has been good, I think, at first, because I tend to be like a person that just wants to focus on one person, which I, you know, I do and stuff like that. But my homegirl gave me some advice and she was like, I ain't gonna shout her out. But one of my best friends was like, girl, she was like, you keep dating, you keep talking, you keep getting to know somebody, people, until that person or a person that you like and y'all mutually agree that y'all gonna be together. She was like, until that man say that, you keep moving how you move and dating and getting to know people. And so overall, my experience has been really good. I think it's been really eye-opening. I think it showed me areas that I need to tighten up on and that I need to work on and evolve and get better in. And honestly, it's been kind of fun. I've enjoyed it so far. Stay tuned, though, to be determined. I still ain't got no man, though, but we working on it. We up. We up. It's in the works. We gonna see. Stay tuned for next season to see what happens, because I don't even know myself, because you know how these men be. What about you, friend? How's it going? What's popping? What's going on?
Girl, I don't know. I was about to say, who asked this question? Oh, me. I did.
You did. You wrote this.
Honestly, guys, I've given up because I have feel like I've tried everything and it's just not my time. So single season is like I'm getting real used to it. But honestly, in this point of my life right now, I've been so in my own world. Like, I've still been living my life, still been you know, building relationships and communities and friendships and doing all that, but I haven't been like putting myself out there to date, if that makes sense. Like, I at first sometimes I'll be like, God, why ain't nobody checking for me? But then I'm like, girl, you ain't checking for nobody either. Like, you have to. It's very tricky because I have done all of these things as far as like when I thought I was like, oh yeah, I'm ready to date right now. I'm ready. I would engage like in activities that I enjoy. I've been on dating apps. I've done singles mixers. I've been out here in these streets. And it's just not, I feel like it's just not the right time for me, or maybe my eyes are just not open to it because I'm so in my own world and focused on what I gotta do for me type of thing. Even though I do want my husband to find me. But how he gonna find me if I ain't nowhere to be found? You know? So my experiences with actually trying to put myself out there, it just never worked out. And I think timing is everything. Seriously, I feel like with my experiences with going to like the singles mixers, I feel like because there's so many more women than there are men, when I go to a singles mixer, it basically looks like a ladies' night. So I walked away with more numbers for female brunch friends than I did men. And also, like, if I'm just doing something regular, like going to run some errands, I still don't really see anybody when I'm out. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's just not time for my person to be revealed. I definitely tried dating apps. For me, it didn't work out. It was a lot of just drama that I was like, you know what? I'm logging off. I deleted my whole profile, all my pictures, everything. Bye. So that's where I'm at in my single season. But I do want to, you know, get back out there. But I honestly just don't know what I haven't done already to put myself out there. You know, so if y'all have any ideas, hit me up because I ran out of ideas. But I do want to. But I feel like everything that I've tried just has not worked. And so that's probably just timing. I don't know. What you think, friend? Give me some advice.
Girl, I'm winging it. I don't know. Because, girl, like I said, sometimes I feel like I'm killing it and then something happens and I'm like, whoa, this is new. What? Yeah. I really don't know. But I think, like, I don't know, friend. I don't even think. I ain't even got no thoughts because I don't know. I gave you everything I had, which is very little.
Okay. But, you know, in my defense, I have been, you know, what you want to call dating or on dates this year. And it just didn't work out because either we weren't on the same page or not looking for what I'm looking for. So it's not like I'm not getting the experience. But then also I've just come to a point like, you know what? I ain't even worried about that right now. Like, I'm in my own world doing this. But then when I look up, I'm like, why ain't nobody checking for me? Oh, because you not putting yourself in a position to be checked for. But what position is that? I've been to church. That don't work either. So where is it, Lord?
Girl, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out and navigate it too. But we gonna see. We gonna see.
Yeah. So if y'all have some advice for your girls, hit us up on Instagram. Let us know. So with that being said, let's keep it moving to our next segment, which is the journey. So today we're going to be talking about the journey to building our brand, All Things Melanin. So Shelby, let's talk about growth. I feel like we've really been growing personally, professionally, spiritually, all of that. So with All Things Melanin, let's start from when we first started in 2017 to now. How have you seen our brand grow?
Yeah, so I've seen it grow from zero to what it is now. Because we started at nothing. We started with an idea. We started with a hope and a dream. But I think the way that I've seen our brand grow is like us really just being consistent and us really standing 10 toes down, like on the mission and purpose of our brand. And I feel like because we've done that, as people encounter us, as people come in contact with us and find us, whether that's, you know, via our blog or podcast or social media, it's really been beautiful. I think the one thing that I'm really proud of from back then to now is the growth of our podcast. I think the interesting thing about our podcast is when Eric and I decided that we wanted to have a podcast, here's the thing. We didn't know anything about podcasts. I don't even think we had listened to a podcast. We didn't know how to put it together. We didn't know how to put the segments in. We didn't know anything. That's what we felt like we were supposed to do. And the interesting thing about that is the year that we talked about it, we went to a live podcast at Essence Fest. We went to The Read, which I love listening to. I love them. Now, I had never heard of them before then. And I remember being there and I was like, oh, okay, Eric and I could create something that works for us, you know? So I think it's been really beautiful to see the growth of our brand from nothing, from an idea, from a concept. And I think it's grown through consistency. I think it's grown through standing 10 toes down on like our mission and our values and, you know, the purpose of it. But I think it's also grown because we've been able to be flexible and evolve and change up things as we've needed. What do you think?
Yeah, I think obviously from when we first started, we had a different ideas of like many of us do when we start something or anything, we have like this specific idea like, oh, this is what it's going to be. This is what we're going to look like. This is what the brand's going to be. And then when you actually put it out there, there's so many different ways that it turns out to be, which is not a bad thing. That's actually a really good thing because once you put your dream out there, me and Shelby have said this, it's not even yours anymore to an extent. It's you're putting it out there to share with the world. And I think the way that we have grown, honestly, is through even being able to pivot, because this world has been crazy since 2020. It's been crazy before that, but especially when the whole world shut down, had all these police brutalities coming up, like being the positive light that we intended to be from the very beginning and a brand of influence and positivity, us being able to take on those things and being able to pivot on what's actually happening in the world, because we didn't want to just ignore that. If we have this platform where we can speak to our audience, we didn't want to just ignore that, but even though that's not what our intention was when we first started our brand. We're like, oh, well, this is what we're going to do. So that shows growth to me and showing that you really recognize your audience. You know who you're talking to. You know what your brand means. And so on top of that too, like just being able to grow with, at one point we did like a whole rebrand or refresh with our graphics and our photography and our website. Like just keeping things fresh and keeping things consistent to a point where we're not intimidated by other brands. We're sticking to what All Things Melanin does. We're sticking to making sure we have a platform to put other people out there and give them a spotlight, you know, just things like that. And then in terms of like how we have grown as a team, just me and Shelby from the very beginning, I think at first we were just trying to be all and do everything. But now we've come to a point where we've gotten into this rhythm of learning each other's strengths and playing to each other's strengths. We know each other's strengths and weaknesses, but what works and makes this thing go is highlighting each of our strengths and playing that into the roles that we have. So another thing is, what do you expect for like, what aspects do you hope that we continue to grow with All Things Melanin?
Yeah, I think I just hope we continue to grow overall. I hope that we continue to grow our community. I hope that we can continue to grow individually as, you know, creatives and as a team. And I just pray that, you know, we're able to reach more people and to encourage and motivate and for people to feel seen. I pray that we're continue to grow and to be a light to people. But I also can hope that we can continue to grow in being honest, open, and transparent, and really sharing viewpoints that are, like, relevant to, like, us and what we're going through. You know, a little bit of backstory. If you're an OG, you know, and if you're not, you finna know. One of the reasons that Eric and I started our brand is because we felt like a lot of people and a lot of things in media, like, they would tell you, like, the glory story to how they got somewhere and how they accomplished something. But they really weren't telling you, like, how they really felt about it or their emotions and how they got through it, how they grew through it, and, you know, just how they navigated it. And so a lot of the things that Eric and I talk about are things that we're actually going through, growing through, or that we have been through. And a lot of it is us literally just, like, laying our hearts on the line. And a lot of it is, like, a glimpse into our partnership, into our friendship, and into our lives. And I pray that we can continue to grow and to do that on a bigger scale where we can connect and network with more people, but also touch and influence people to be the best version of themselves and to live their best lives, whatever that looks like. I hope that we can continue to grow individually as creatives. So Eric and I are both very creative, but we are creative in two different ways. And I think that's beautiful. And I think that's why, A, we're able to work together so well, and B, why we're able to continue to do this with life whooping our ass. And so I pray that we're both able to grow as creatives and use this as a creative outlook. One thing that I really love about Erica and I is that, like, we give one another room and space to be creative in whatever our zone of genius is. So, for instance, Erica's zone of genius is design. Anything that's creative or design, Erica can be like, Shelby, what do you think about it? I think it's great. Whatever you want to do, I'm cool with it. I'm fine with it. You roll with it. I trust you. You literally, look, you don't even have to run this by me. Just, like, do it. Like, I hope that we can continue to grow as creatives and to push our limits and to use this as a creative outlet. But I just really hope that we continue to grow and to touch into just be an inspiration. And I just pray that when people come across our brand or our podcast or whatever has All Things Melanin's name on it, I pray that it brings you a pocket of joy. What do you think, friend? What do you hope? What are your hopes?
If I could just double tap and like that statement you just said, I think you said it perfectly. And I think the beauty in the whole growth, or why our brand has grown, is because we have grown as creatives. Because when we first started, I don't even think we tapped into how creative we could be with this. You know what I mean?
Right.
At first, I knew that I always liked creating graphics, but I think being able to put something into something we love and just trying things and seeing what works and having these awesome ideas. Shelby always has really awesome ideas, and then us taking those and being able to execute it. Like, we weren't doing that all at the beginning, but we grew more confident in ourselves and in our gifts that we're sharing and in our purpose for this. But that contributed to our growth as creatives. So I'm just hoping that we continue to keep doing what we're doing, but then, you know, turning it up a notch in terms of other ideas that we have coming up for the next year. I'm just really excited because we started this for a reason. Both of us had a feeling that we were supposed to do something together. So I think that for us to have lasted since 2017, it really says something about the growth of our brand and just the growth of us as friends, as business partners. That's another thing we've grown into, Shelby, is just learning the back end of like how to run a brand or how to run a business or how to network with people, how to show up to events, how to present, how to be on a panel. Like, we've learned and grown individually to be able to work together. But then also as creatives, we were able to branch off and create our own things outside of All Things Melanin. We weren't doing that at first. So that I'm saying all that to say is I just hope that we continue to do what we're doing, but just even on a better and higher level.
I love that, friend. And I'm so excited and thrilled that, you know, we've come this far. But to your point, I'm really excited to see how we turn it up a notch. I'm really excited to see how we grow and how this evolves as we, you know, as we try new things. One thing that I love about Erica and our business relationship is that, like, we're not afraid to try something new. And if it fails, it fails. But at least we tried. And I think that us being able to pivot, us being able to evolve and to dust ourselves off is amazing. But I also think, I said this a little bit a while ago, allowing one another to operate in our zone of genius and respecting that and going with that has been a game changer for us. At the beginning of our brand, Eric and I would write down all of the things that needed to be done, and then we would split them down the middle. And at first, there was nothing wrong with that because we wanted to make sure that we were being fair. But as the years went on, we quickly realized, to my point a while ago, is that there are areas that Erica operates in and that she's a zone of genius, and that there are areas that I operate in. And I think that allowing one another to operate in that and, you know, being willing to try those ideas and to give it a try has really helped us grow. But I think it's allowed our business partnership to go, because I think it can be really tricky doing something with a friend. And we don't recommend it for everybody. We don't. I could not do this with any of my friends. And I love my friends down. I love them down. But it's a no. And so, like I said, I think that that has been a beautiful thing. And, you know, Eric and I have prayed over this. We have prayed and we have prayed and we have prayed. And so, like I said, I'm just really interested to see how we turn it up a notch and how we grow.
Yeah. Look at us glowing and growing and glowing. Hey, okay. But before we continue with the rest of the show, we just want to give a shout out to some of our Melanin fam for listening in. So we want to give a special shout out to Crown Table, who left us a review. So they said, this show is very much real talk and unapologetic. So thank you for listening in and supporting us. We really, really, really appreciate it. If you enjoy our podcast, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and share this podcast with someone who you think would enjoy our show. Now, let's get back into it. So our next segment is the mentor moment. So this is when Shelby and I will read a listener's letter, and then we'll give our advice on it. So the letter reads, hi, Shelby and Erica. I would love to hear your take on this. So earlier this year, I was feeling very overwhelmed and I just needed a break. So I went on a staycation for myself and I was intentional about not being available during those days. So when it was over, I had a few friends make comments about me not being able to show up for them, and I started to feel guilty about it because I am usually available for everyone. How do I shake that feeling of guilt when I am putting myself first?
First off, good for you for taking time to be intentional and to unplug and to do what you needed to do for yourself, to reset, to relax, and to fill yourself up, because I don't think that a lot of people do that, and I don't think of people do that enough. Second thing, the only people that get mad about boundaries that you set are people that abuse your boundaries. And when people, and I think for me, this is a clear case of that. I don't think that you should feel guilty. I think a lot of times we have been trained to always do, to always give, to always go above and beyond. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I tell this to my friends all the time, and Erica can attest to this. I tell people all the time, you are the most important person in your life. And if you don't treat yourself like it, nobody else in your life is going to treat yourself. No one else is going to do it. So I personally believe that you should continue to set boundaries that work for you. Boundaries that make you feel whole, boundaries that make you feel happy, boundaries that make you, that allow you to reset and to refocus. Anybody that really knows you and loves you is not going to be mad at your boundaries. Now, they may be a little thrown off a little bit, or, you know, they may be like, oh, okay, what? But if somebody really genuinely loves you and respects you, they are going to respect that. For instance, one of my boundaries I have, anybody that knows me knows my phone goes on do not disturb at 10 o'clock. I have my best friends on my phone, but I tell them, hey, if it's not urgent, if something is not on fire, if something is not wrong, if this is not a 911 call, if it's not juicy, and I mean it better be the juiciest story I ever heard after 10, wait to 8 a.m. Because if you don't, I'm going to be pissed. And now you got to get taken off my favorites because you're abusing stuff. Also, I have a boundary just in general. You know, like, if I'm on vacation, I'm usually going to unplug and not, you know, be on my phone or be slow to reply. And, you know, my friends respect my boundaries. So I think you shouldn't feel guilty about it. I think that you feel guilty about it because this hasn't been your normal and you haven't been doing it, but I think you should normalize doing it. And instead of feeling guilty about it, I think that you should ask yourself, why do people feel comfortable abusing my boundaries or benefiting from abusing my boundaries? And when you answer that question, I think you'll stop feeling guilty. What do you think, Bren?
I think that was great advice about the boundaries and people abusing them. I think that's great. The thing that I would add to it is, don't ever let anyone make you feel guilty for putting you first, because I think that it's so important for us to remember you have to pour into yourself first. I remember seeing this on television where this lady was explaining pouring into yourself. So she said, imagine you have a wine glass or a glass, whatever, and you're pouring into yourself, right? That's for you. You're pouring into that glass because you're pouring into yourself, and whatever overflows is for everybody else. Mm. That makes so much sense, but a lot of us, we do the opposite. We pour into everybody else first and have nothing left to pour into ourselves. So I commend you for taking that staycation and being intentional about not answering, you know, right away, or not replying, or not showing up. When people have a problem with that, that just revealed something to you. So you might want to reevaluate those friends or that friendship, or obviously those boundaries. So just remember that it is a great thing to pour into yourself first, take those breaks that you need, because a lot of this overwhelmed feeling could be from people pleasing. It could be them making you feel pressured that you got to be everywhere, be available. Because I've experienced this where everybody expects Erica to do it. Erica will show up, she'll come, she'll do it. And then I'm burnt out. So I applaud you, like I said, for just putting yourself first and always do that, because you have to pour into yourself. You're going to be no good to anybody else if you are not taking care of yourself first. Also speaking to myself when I say that. But I would also recommend doing that staycation for yourself as often as you can, or what makes sense for your lifestyle, you know, because I think it's important to just unplug for a minute. Just being overwhelmed by, like, social media, or your phone always ringing, or somebody always texting you, work emails, like, just unplugging. Like, even if you just stay at home in your room, like Shelby was saying, phone on do not disturb. Sometimes mine is on do not disturb all day, and don't nobody be disturbing me, but I just need it on disturb. Do not disturb so I can plug. I don't need no Facebook notifications. I don't need no, you know. So I just feel like it's always important to pour into yourself first, and then whatever comes from that overflow, you pour into yourself. That's for everyone else. So I think it'll take some time for you to not feel guilty anymore, but I think when you're intentional about it, this is something that I do for myself, is being intentional by treating myself, not necessarily anything material, but treating myself to something that I like to do. I like to read, I like to watch, I like to eat, or something like that. So I'm like, you know, Erica, you're pouring into yourself. You're taking a break from serving work, serving your relationships, serving your family, serving everybody else. Take that moment of that day and say, hey, I'm going to pour into myself, whether it is pouring yourself a glass of wine. I mean, whatever. Just make sure that you always do that, because you, like Shelby said, are the most important person in your life. So that would be my advice.
I love that.
So if any of you have a question out there that you want us to answer during this mentor moment, send us an email to allthingsmelanintv@gmail.com or slide in our DMs on IG at allthingsmelanin__. So today we're going to leave you with words of encouragement. This comes from Psalms 32:8. This is the NIV version for all my saints. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. So this is a very simple verse, but this is one of my favorite books in the Bible because it really focuses on the love of Jesus that he has for you. If you really think about it, for him to know you before you were even born, he knows where to instruct you and where you should go. Because me personally, I think I've said this before on one of our episodes, is my personality. I really like to know what we're doing, what's the next step, where we got to go, what time we got to be there. And sometimes with my walk with God, he does not tell me anything until it's time to move. I'm not going to know ahead of time. But I have to trust that he will always instruct me when it's time for me to know. He'll always teach me which way to go and counsel me. There's been times where I have gotten so ahead of myself. And so I had to start praying, like, God, just teach me and show me the way that you want me to go, not the way that I want to go and just hope that you bless it. Because a lot of us like that. Like, you know what, God, I didn't hear you say nothing, but I'm going to go ahead and go this way because that's the way that I'm hoping you're going to agree with. But I think that it just speaks to God's character, because if you think about the magnitude of how can he instruct every single one of us and teach every single one of us and show every single one of us which way we should go in our individual lives and counsel us, like, I can't even comprehend that. But if you really think about it, that's how specific you are to God, if that makes sense. So what does this mean to you, Shelby, when you read it?
Yeah, I love all of that. That was a word, particularly for myself. I actually don't have a lot to add to that, believe it or not. But for me, when I think about this, it just makes me remember that I think a lot of times, like, and I'm talking about myself, as I usually say, I think a lot of times, like, I like to have things figured out for myself, or I try to, you know, make sure X, Y, and Z is set up, or I'm trying to figure out, like, God, how am I going to do this, or how am I going to learn this, or how am I going to complete this? But this just reminds me that, like, any situation that I'm in, that's where God wants me to be. And if God wants me to be there and he put me there, that means that he is going to show me and teach me what I need to know and what I need to have in that season to be successful. He's going to counsel me. He's going to love on me. And he's going to really provide for all of my needs. And I think that this is a reminder that we don't need to lean on our own understanding. We don't need to try to figure things out, because God literally wants us to come to him and to pray and to lean on him. And God will literally give you what you need in whatever season you're in to be successful. So if you need to learn something, if you need to be taught something, if you need to be counseled, he's going to provide the provision, but you have to be open to receive it. And the only way that you can do that is by really being in the word, but also being in touch and having a relationship with God.
Yes. I love that. So on that note, let's go ahead and pray us on out of here. So bow your head and close your eyes. If you're driving, do not bow your head or close your eyes. Just wait. Okay. So, dear Lord, we just thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your instruction. We thank you for your attention to detail in each of our lives. We thank you that you do know all things, and we thank you that all things are working together for our good. And we thank you that we get to trust you, and we thank you that we get to hand every area of our lives over to you, the good and the bad. We thank you for your unconditional love for each one of us. And for anyone listening right now who may be struggling to trust you completely, we ask that you meet them where they are right now, God, to show them in an undeniable way that you hear them, that you see them, that you have a good plan for their life. And we pray for peace, and we pray that we surrender every area of our lives over to you. We love you. We know that you are able to do immeasurably more than we could ever ask for, think, or imagine. And we thank you that it is already done. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the church say, amen.
Amen.